Rick is such an asshole.
Yeah, he is.
He just, okay, so he checked out at Walmart, right? And you know how they check your receipt as you're walking out?
Mm-hmm.
He told the guy to kiss his ass. He's not looking at his receipt. If you want to see my receipt, go check the cameras. If you don't like it,
yeah.
He said, if you don't like it, get more cashiers.
Right?
He just don't want to let me fly. I get it.
Are you a peacock? What's going on, ECFL? Welcome to episode 2 of season 6 of The Elites. I'm your host, as always, Aaron 1054. Yes, I remember my name this week.
About time.
My co-host, as always, Canes 87.
What up?
The man, the myth, the legend himself, Beard on Blast.
What up?
This week we have two guests, one being Mr. Julian.
Yo, yo, yo.
And the other being Dissolve.
Yo, what up, though?
Almost
How are y'all doing this week?
Hey, I'm doing
pretty
great,
good,
man.
But hey, so let me ask you this. Let's start this off on a high note. Who's in the freaking grocery store?
I was about to say we're live from a Target right now, or a Costco.
Publix.
Costco right now.
That would have been so funny.
Live at the cash
register. Who's got the beeping?
Dissolving. He's
yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
I'm on break right now. I'm trying to
Yeah. Yeah. Don't. Why y'all judging him? Let him.
I'm not.
Let him check out. Let him check out on the car.
Let him be a peacock.
Yeah.
Peacocks don't fly. We learned that.
I didn't say he could fly. I just said let him be a peacock.
I know who else can't fly. That'd be Julian.
Oh, stop. Okay, let's go.
That's why he gets high.
Hey, we're gonna let Julian do. We're gonna let Julian do his first desk pop this week.
I already disliked this episode.
You ain't done a desk pop yet, Julian?
Yeah, he did a desk pop last week at Ole Miss.
Ooh. And we're starting early.
That was so unnecessary.
We will get to that. We will get to that. First, we're going to start with players of the week, as always, and Canes has those for us.
All right, so let's get to the nominees first. A lot of good nominees. It's very hard to vote. It was hard to decide as well.
I think it's pretty clear cut.
Yeah, when you don't fucking pick the first stat, whatever. All right.
Okay, so we have quarterback Dan Norris of Fresno State, quarterback Zaire Augustus of Arkansas, quarterback Justin Duke of TCU, wide receiver Akimbo Archer of TCU, quarterback Big Poppy, Louisiana Lafayette, wide receiver Uncle Swoosh of Louisiana Lafayette, halfback Doc Boone of UCF, quarterback Jen Shinobi, Ole Miss, wide receiver Ralph Rodriguez of Ole Miss.
Fuck him.
Wide receiver John Smith of Ole Miss. And quarterback Jax James of ASU.
Pretty much Ole Miss's entire receiving
corps.
Y'all got any guesses?
Continue. No, no.
I know who it ain't.
Just say who won.
I'm like Julian. I'm always in the conversation, but I ain't never going to win it.
I'm just getting disrespected back and forth. Okay, listen.
Just like week one.
Who do you think, Dissolve?
What, as far as like offensive or defensive?
Offense. Who do you think won player of the week?
Offensive, Jen Shinobi, absolutely.
Oh, that was I hate this.
That was his one of his four interceptions.
Okay, yeah, but absolutely. But in the same token, he also broke the
correction.
Yeah, no, he went crazy. He went crazy. If he wins it, I'm not surprised.
Look, this is like the age old conversation when Kobe broke the scoring record. But he shot like 75 times.
Yeah, but he still did what he did. That should be
all right. Let's hear
like acknowledged. Yes,
Aaron, you got a guess?
I just don't want to listen to the pity party, so I really, really hope somebody wins it.
What?
I'm not gonna.
Somebody wins it. That was so.
I have a feeling what you're talking about.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know, but I'm trying not to give it away too soon.
Well, with 25 of the 89 votes.
25 of the. Whoa.
It goes to
Jen Shinobi. Jen Shinobi. Yeah. Yeah. He should, as he should.
46 of 64, 668 yards, five.
He had three interceptions against us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, but he had like negative 30 rushing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
7 yards.
Beard, bro. He deserves it, bro. He does, bro. Oh. He went crazy against us, bro. He did. Second but also, he has
John
like
Smith.
Fucking John Smith.
Here's my thing. This still to me. I love DY. Like I'll give DY all the grief in the world. Three picks.
Yeah, bro. It doesn't matter. He got the win. He destroyed Texas Tech.
That's part of the whole reason we have stats. Anyway, so at this rate, he's only
668 yards though.
I mean,
668 yards.
Okay, 668. I don't think has, but we've thrown close to that before with
no
interceptions.
No, I don't know. Canes, tell us.
Anybody? I will tell you that Justin Duke finished sixth.
Attaboy. with one vote.
Yeah. One vote would be Mr. Ralph Rodriguez.
Jeez. Okay.
I'm telling you, it doesn't matter to me. You're not gonna hurt my feelings. I'm never gonna.
No, win. Nobody. We're not trying to. Okay. Yeah.
I'll give you props for your game. 10 of 15, 215 yards.
Yeah,
two touchdowns.
You went crazy.
14 nice. Attempts, 80 yards, and a touchdown.
No, but Jen did. He definitely deserved it.
I did a third of his passing yards with less than a fifth of the attempts.
Okay, but you're also like, oh, I don't want to be like,
go ahead,
controversial. You're also like talking to people that actually have an intelligent thought.
That would I'm talking to you, so that's not a true.
Story. Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave, bro. I'm leaving again, bro. All right. So who got DPOY? Yeah, let's.
All right. So for defense, the nominees were strong safety Matt Phillips, linebacker Bo Cannon, free safety Jamal Adams Jr.
Let's go.
Sorry. Free safety Dick Dastardly.
You.
Defensive tackle Daniel Stover.
Yeah.
Strong He's safety cool. Orlando Wolfgang. Yeah. Strong safety Lakota Sitamakua.
Defense. He's a defensive tackle now.
He's strong safety. Where'd you hear defensive tackle?
I'm just deaf. Sorry.
Linebacker Alex Voorhees. Linebacker Tank Falco. Linebacker Garrett Evans and defensive end Zill Ville.
I think it'll probably wind up being Tank Falco because. We fed him a ton of stats.
He had like 889 tackles. It was ridiculous.
Because we just ran right at him the whole time.
Jamal had 20. Jamal had 20. He just didn't have tackle for losses or whatever.
He had a forced fumble.
Forced fumble. Let's go. But yeah, like, but I don't think
you,
he's going to win.
You give up 65 points. It doesn't matter.
I hate you.
I don't think you got a guess.
Tank's won one yet.
I think it's Tank.
I would guess that it's Tank. He's working.
Okay, he's probably just listening. He can listen. I won't take 20 because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he has won one yet, but he's been nominated quite a few times.
You talking about Jet Mall?
Tank Falco.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
I think I voted for Voorhees, but. It'll be
Tank.
It's gonna receiving be 22 of the 89 votes.
Tank.
It goes to defensive end Zillville of Oregon State.
What's his headline?
10 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, and a forced fumble.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, 4 sacks and 5 tackles for loss.
Mr. Tank Falco was 3 out of 89, dead last defense.
Where was Jamal?
Tied for fifth.
Jesus. Where was Alex?
Tied for fifth. Second place went to Lakota.
Y'all might as well just start putting names on them again. Because
like, honestly, like, sorry, not to be political, but yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, we don't go that route here.
Sorry, my fault.
I like it. I mean, nobody thought that was Zillville, and look at him. He came out.
That is cool. No, honestly, that is
a freshman too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like the names just strictly because of the politic part of it. Just like you said.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, but not everybody watches every game, so they're just gonna they're gonna go in there and be like, okay, I know who Tank Falco is. I'm gonna vote for him. But now they actually have to look at the stats and go based off of, you know, everybody's opinions differ. Some guys think, okay, he had 20 tackles, but no tackles for loss, but I like his overall tackle total better than I would,
To me, it's one of those things, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, because there's always going to be like
– He said you always.
Yeah.
Say the statement.
You're always damned. You're going to always be damned if you do, damned if you don't, because there are stats that are prettier or flashier than other stats.
Exactly. You're 100%
for sure.
Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Zumi Anderson has 17 tackles. I didn't put him on there because he had nothing else. But right.
17 tackles is still impressive.
It is.
But Jamal.
That's what I'm saying. If you force turnovers, you get to the quarterback, you know, 3, 4, 5 times in a game.
We also saw. So that was cool.
I mean, I agree. I think that's true. I'm just saying that there are always stats that, for example, I mean, going back to DY and his quarterback, Jin Shinobi, winning it. Were his stats like impressive? Absolutely. But he also had 3 interceptions to go with those stats. So that, to me, as a football fan, cancels out 3 of his touchdowns.
I'm gonna refrain from talking about the situation. Y'all can handle that.
Well, then that still leaves him with
a touchdown.
If you include his rushing touchdown, that leaves him 3 touchdowns. He threw for 5.
Oh, that's right.
So 3 touchdowns and 668 yards.
That's still, I don't know. It's
no, he went off. He went off.
Meh.
But yeah,
kind of like last year when everybody beat up on Ole Miss.
So now Ole Miss finally got to get their redemption.
So we're the Ole Miss now.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cool.
App
State. Judah didn't show up. So.
Oh yeah, poor App State. He said, "Of course he."
I wasn't ready for that. I could have hit him with the good old.
It's still relevant. That burn's gonna be there for a while. It's gonna be a daily reminder when his coach's poll ranking comes out too.
Speaking of coach's poll ranking.
Good softball.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that was great.
But also, we need to, like, do media polls.
Julian.
Like,
that's
Julian.
We can't do that right now.
No, I'm saying, like, we need more media poll output. Well, that's all I'm saying.
That would be Beard's halfback, and he's – I don't know what the hell is going on with him.
He's having some stuff at home. Some real-life stuff.
Yeah. Okay, let's just move along.
Side note, my wife just texted me and said, "Really?" And I said, "What?" She said, "The horn."
I thought it was going to be that you were on the podcast, period.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
You know who else is going to text you, really? Vegeta when this poll comes out.
That ain't no lie.
Oh, ew. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so anyway, back to Canes and the latest and greatest coaches poll.
Are we going to do like we usually do, start at the bottom and talk about the
I'm going to do 3 at a time.
Okay. Can you just skip Texas Tech, please?
It won't take very long. 18, Texas Maryland.
Tech. Oh, wow.
Coming in at 17,
Texas Tech.
Rutgers.
What?
Coming in at 16.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, none of them I would say the best one that looked good was Rutgers. They actually could throw the ball with that offense.
Yes. They look so much
better. As the game went on, they started looking worse and worse.
Rutgers is going to have to decide what they're going to do with their offense.
They got to figure something out.
No, but I think they should just keep faith. Just have some faith.
Okay, I have a question. Is Ole Miss defense weak, or is Texas Tech offense pretty decent?
Well, no, we're soft. The Texas Tech offense is soft
Texas
right
Tech
now.
Offense is not good.
For
they're running like five tight ends, and
yeah, and it's just me as the
But here's the thing: you say that, they still gave up 37 points.
Because
not a very good team. So I think Ole Miss's defense is probably not as good as they want it to be.
No, bro, no. It's the offense. Okay, so Texas Tech, what we run, is so off course from
what you're doing. All you're doing is confirming what we're saying, is that their defense is not very good.
No. Texas offense is good. That's what I'm saying. We're still working on it.
All right, I have another question.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this is going to lead to the future. Okay, Maryland, we know, has been bottom of the barrel all season long last year. Mm-hmm. Are they?
I think it's to be determined on them.
Okay.
No, they're bad.
We'll see.
Are we just going to hit?
I think they can do better than they did last year.
Yeah, for sure.
But they played UCF.
Yeah.
And, UCF. They won the offseason.
And the playbook draft.
And the playbook draft.
Yeah, and especially because of the Blaze.
Yeah.
No, Maryland's in a bad spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll bring the other half of that question up here shortly.
Okay.
All right. So then number 15, Virginia Tech.
Ooh.
Number 14, San Diego State, number 13, Baylor.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm not against that.
Honestly, I probably think, and I don't think I put them there. Where did I put them? Where is Baylor actually ranked?
12, 13.
See, I actually put them 12 because I just – when you start looking at who played who and what scores were, it just kind of made sense. Mm-hmm. But I think if they can't figure out that book, they're going to be much worse.
Yes. That's the whole issue.
And this is the question that I had the whole time when the whole book burn. I know it sucks for me. I get it. I'm over it. But the whole book burn thing came about and happened. To me, that's essentially you're throwing a couple of weeks away, at least probably one, maybe, and now Baylor possibly 2 weeks that you're throwing away just to make sure that I don't get the Navy book or somebody behind you doesn't get the Navy book. To me, I can't do that. I can't throw weeks away. If I can't run it, I'm not getting it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna tangent off of that a little bit. Do you think, and I already know your answer to this, and I just want to table this for a future conversation with, a couple other coaches that I want to ask this. Do you think we should leave books back open? So if you drop a book, I should be able to get it.
No.
I'm going to say no, but
no.
Like I said in the coaches' lounge when we were talking about it, I believe the triple option books should not be burned because there's only four or five of them.
Yes, I agree with that
one. But normally you don't have to worry about it because there may be one team running it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had three.
Yeah.
So I'm automatically, if they all three change books,
somebody's
one of
out.
Them's already got to use their scheme change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just playing the little devil's advocate because in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
if I get, because I'm used, and I'm not saying this to toot our horn or anything, we've had some very good seasons, so we always pick freaking last.
Imagine that.
Very difficult to find a decent book at that point. You have to send ungodly amounts of time to find a good book.
There's so many good books.
But not a book that I want.
Yeah, but there's.
Well, see, here's my thing. This is where I get. I agree 100%, not solely because I want the Navy book, but I agree with the whole point of there's not enough books for me to choose from or between the three of us, there's not enough books for us to choose from if we switch inside our scheme. Yeah. But I also I see and agree, but at the same time, I don't agree with what Aaron's bringing up right now, because and the perfect example for me is Cal. Cal's a great book. Everybody knows it's a great book. Cal was out there, and nobody took it.
Yeah.
We side note to that, we would have taken it if Rick would have freaking been involved in the draft. He was at T-ball practice.
I'm so not going to say that because all he sent me that shit.
I know
he wanted his playbook,
but he didn't expect he didn't expect Cal to be there because we had already discussed it. They were like, "There's no way Cal is still." Yeah,
but
be
see,
there.
If he would have asked me, you know, okay,
oh, and we talked
pick.
About it. Oh, yeah, we talked about it. It's nobody's fault but our own. And that's what I told him. I was like, you should have told me. I'd have stepped in and been there.
Yeah, see, I think that's one of those things. I think that's a learning experience type thing.
Yeah.
Where you're in the same boat I am with. Who would have – if you'd have told me that two teams, maybe I'd have bought it. But if you had told me three of us were going triple option this year, and then I was still surprised when you told me the three teams it was other than us. But – so that's one of those things I think where we all kind of learned a little bit this year. It's, you know, maybe next year going forward, we let maybe the assistant head coach can be in on the draft too. Like they can't do anything.
Unless something
like that happens, like Kickler wasn't there. And so maybe he tells Aaron, hey, look, here's our dream playbook.
It's already like that, though. If you can't make it, your assistant can come in.
Well, see, and I understand that, and that's wonderful. But like I said earlier, I had – and me and him, we talked about this just last night. There was no way on God's green earth that I think Cal Book was still going to be sitting there when it was our
there was a lot of books that I didn't think were still going to be there.
Right.
And that's what hurt us.
That is what it is.
I think you have to go into the playbook draft. Like when I went in, I had books I wanted. Like not this year, because I was pretty confident I was going to get one of the two books I wanted, which ended up not happening, but whatever. But like when I go into a draft for playbooks, I've got like what I call my dream list. Like if one of these books is available, generally they're not. So like let's say it's like Miami, TAMU, Cal, and two other books that get taken all the time. That's the dream list I'm picking towards the bottom. I want one of those five. But if I can't get one of those five, these are the books I think I'm realistically going to have a shot at. But if one of those five books falls to my spot, I'm taking that book every time.
Now, see, the three that you just named, they were there for 16,
17, I just said 18. It because those are books that get taken all the time. TAMU wasn't there. You took TAMU.
I said it was there. Those two were there for the last three. So I took it.
But he picked that for you.
I didn't sim anything for TAMU. But I know
it was a good book.
Yeah, if TAMU would have fell to us, we'd either took TAMU or Cal if he would have been available.
So I knew it was a good book. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. There's plenty of air raid books still left that are decent books. If I don't like it, there goes. And in all my sims, it was too inconsistent. That game against App State, that was – I don't know where that came from.
What do you mean?
I
like the TAMU book, but I know what settings I'm going to use. I know what settings I'm going to use for it if I run it.
Oh, interesting. Do you want to tell us the settings?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
I like the topic. I want to go back to this topic whenever we get a couple more coaches on and see what they think about it.
Yeah.
But let's move forward in the poll.
All right. So coming in at number 12. Is the Meep Meeps UTSA.
Meep Meeps.
Coming in at number 11 is, they hate the name, but it's the Land Sharks, the Rebels of Ole Miss.
Yeah, they should be higher. Yeah.
And number 10, their first ever appearance in the top 10, the Oregon State Beavers.
And interesting. They had a good victory.
UTSA is probably the biggest surprise to me.
Yes, 100%.
I did not see that coming.
No, I almost picked against them solely because like they graduated and transferred three of their best players.
Yeah, but they did so well last year. Granted, they had some older talent, which, you know, but I figured the coaching staff for the most
part. Coaching staff.
The coaching staff, they got fucking 15
coaches over there. It's crazy. Yeah, no, it's
exactly,
crazy.
Exactly my point.
Crazy.
I figured with the coaching staff or the team that Sims, they – I just surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Well, like literally come out of nowhere. Like,
here's my – fair enough.
I just wasn't expecting.
Here's my question. Oregon State, pretender or contender?
That's what I was going to get.
We'll see this week. We'll see this week when they battle.
No, I don't think so.
Six, no.
Because look at their first two games. Virginia Tech, Texas Tech.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say that. We won't find out who they are until week three when they play Tulane.
Because I mean this with no disrespect at all.
That's if we figure out our damn book before then.
We beat up Virginia Tech last year, and we're better than we were last year.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Virginia Tech was – and I'm not dogging anybody out. They showed flashes last year. Like, they would have a good game here and there. But
they'll be better this year, I think, than they were last year.
But no, okay, so also Ruri – last year. Ruri is a good coach. He is a good coach. So – I expect him to do well, but just we'll see. Yeah, like you said.
That's what I was going to say. Oregon State is that high because they won.
Well, they weren't that low to start with. They were 14 anyway. So.
Yeah. And the fact that
– But I don't think they're the top 10 team.
Hold on. The fact that all the new teams weren't at the bottom is actually so funny to me. Like, why were they not at the bottom?
Because you can gauge talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I can look at a team's roster based on who they are, on like some key pieces, and look at guys and their coaching style or who I think can coach and make an educated guess.
Yeah.
And see, that's the best part about this league. You got so many people. You know, we're in season six at this point. So, I mean, yeah, we're adding new people, but your coaches are mainly staying the same, or you're promoting guys that have been in the league for years. So, you know what kind of staff is going to be running a team. So, you can get a good gauge at what they're going to do.
That's fair.
All right. So, let's go inside the top 10.
Yeah, let's go.
Coming in at number 9, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number 8, the Raging Cajuns, Louisiana Lafayette.
Love that.
And coming in at number 7, ECU.
Are the Raging Cajuns for real?
Well, how bad is UTSA?
That's my question. You know.
Yeah.
I'm back to that again, and that's my biggest thing. You know, I expected so much from UTSA because of last year. I mean, they were your front runner for three quarters of the season last year. How for real are they? And then is ULL a contender?
Well, looking at the sim, I mean, there's – okay, so like Oregon State, we brought up, are they a contender or pretender? They beat Virginia Tech, but I don't think it was a
– convincing win.
Yeah, like they didn't look that great. Louisiana Lafayette came out.
They looked good. Yeah, they
whooped that ass.
Yeah,
yeah. But here's my question. We've seen a lot of teams that look really good, especially last year, look good early, throwing for 433 yards. I looked bad early.
No. And look what you fucking like.
You were up 23-7 at half. You were looking good.
Jesus Christ.
No, I was last year because they started what, 4-0?
Yeah. Us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
I thought y'all went on a good run.
No, we got smoked, remember? Because I dropped a bunch of, I think I went 3-0 out of conference against.
I remember that.
Out of conference. But then
you went 3-1. You went 3-1. You're only
because I lost to App State.
Was App State. Then you turn around and lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, the sim gods took over and said, screw you.
Okay. Gotta love gods. When that happens.
God.
Here's my question. So we saw a bunch of teams last year that looked really good early, especially in American Conference, we were those guys.
UTSA was one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
We threw for over 500 yards, threw for 400 yards. Those teams looked really good early, but then later on in the year, they took a nosedive. I think if you're not balanced, to me, the things that worry me about ULL, about Ole Miss, about teams like that, and for example, those two teams in specifically, UOL threw for 433, rushed for 55. If they run into an Arizona State, an App State, a Tulane, I'm going to throw us out there because I think we have a pretty good secondary. Somebody like us.
Y'all are solid. Yeah,
so, but you run into those people, all of a sudden you're not going to throw for 600, 700 yards against them.
Of course not.
ASU, against App State, against Tulane. That's just not going to happen. So you take that complete part of their offense out of the game, they have nothing to fall back on. Ole Miss had 33 rushing yards. UOL had 55. If you can't do anything but throw the ball, I think you're in trouble in this league. I think this league has evolved enough. Like, even Canes last week against App State, Canes threw for 356, but he also rushed for 103. And he didn't even really try to rush last week.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, if you can't be balanced, even when you're not, like, not saying not trying to be balanced, but if you can't be effective on both sides and with both parts of your offense, I think you get shut out by somebody because Canes ain't going to let you throw for 600 yards.
So I'm going to speak from personal experience. Literally last week, we threw 70 plus times with Richard Dickey. And that's not what we wanted. And we literally lost what, by 40, 50?
28. Like,
oh, I just remember that they got like 60. So,
but y'all only had 73 yards rushing. App State lost pretty big. How many yards rushing they have? 39.
Yeah, no.
Maryland lost big, 66 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
UTSA lost big, 10 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else? Somebody else did. Virginia Tech lost. It wasn't big, but they lost, had less than 100 yards rushing. App State, that was last year. Never mind. But that's the
No, but you got to run. You got to be able to run.
Yeah, you got to
say this. Last year, there was two teams, Tulane in the last game, which it was a high-scoring game. I forget what yardage was, but in the regular season,
161, the only team – 210.
Okay, so they were balanced.
Yeah, but App State was ungodly last year.
No, they were the team. So,
but the only team that came close to beating us in the regular season was San Diego State, and they were the only team to run for over 100 yards against us.
Mm.
Even though Doc Boone had 70 of that on one carry.
Interesting. Wow. Okay.
I mean, to me, that's the real deal. If you can't be balanced in this league, like, it's been set up now to the point where
you have to.
The league is beneficial for you to try to be balanced. I mean, look at us. I threw it 15 times. You know, for our league, that's low. 15 throws. Yeah. I completed what, 10?
Yeah.
And three,
he threw well. Yeah, he threw very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, this game, like, people gripe about this game. I'm one of them. It pisses me off sometimes, like, the way the computer does things. But the computer plays a lot of things very, very much like a human. It figures out, like, what you're going to do. Like, we're running the triple option. It starts cheating up, and I throw two bombs for 80.
Literally. Yeah.
So, but look at what happened. Go back to Ole Miss and Texas Tech. Both of them throw for 422 and 668. That's high numbers. But they also both threw four interceptions.
That was the big thing for me, is the fact that he threw so many turnovers.
So I think in this league, if you can't figure out how to balance yourself, you're not going to have a decent shot.
It's not substantial.
Right,
it's
unless you're just way overpowered.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the top six.
Sorry.
This is like an hour ranking special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming in at number six, Tulane.
Too high.
I don't know.
Aaron, stop.
Coming in at number five, UCF.
They surprised the hell out of me.
I'm actually not surprised. Why? I knew this was going to happen. You said why?
Yeah. What did UCF do? What did UCF really do that makes everybody think that they're a top four?
It's Ted Stern. I have faith.
Who they got?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But I have faith in Ted Stern.
What? So they opened up a retirement home for head coaches and brought them all in?
Yeah, but like, you don't gotta Yeah. All right. So who's next?
Number four, App State.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it. I mean, they lost to number three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see how the season goes.
But it was how they lost.
Yeah. We'll see how the season goes out for them.
They did get stroked.
Yeah.
I had them at number five.
Stroked? What?
I didn't feel I didn't feel like they should drop out of the top five.
Hold on, why did you say he got stroked like that? That was so.
He did get stroked.
He did get stroked. Like,
that's so inappropriate. Okay,
I had him before.
It's very appropriate for the saying.
There was two runs in that game. They went up 13-0. We went up 52-13.
That was disgusting. That's actually disgusting.
Strokeage.
Okay.
Do you not know what that means when you say it's not a sexual reference?
No, stroke, I know, like I know, touch. I know, but it sounds weird. Okay.
But I don't think, to me personally,
based on
where that means that we have to be in the rankings for because I know Aaron dropped it in. He's a little bit being funny, but he's probably also not being funny because they're really disappointed with what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me a top three team. That means number two lost to a top three team. I mean, you can't drop you that far.
And
it's not like
I'm with App State.
App State's argument's a little worse to me, honestly. I mean, we won 36-20. So, I mean, it wasn't like we walked out there and dropped 70.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree. They got beat by worse.
They
played possibly a tougher opponent. And, I mean,
it's also week one. I mean, we love to, you know.
Everybody's just speculating at this point. But
yes.
I agree.
And I agree with Beard. On paper, I like TCU's win better. That's just me.
Yeah.
If who the hell came in here now?
Dissolving? Okay. Oh,
he
God.
Came back.
Chill. That was my wife just calling. If I'd have missed that phone call, y'all would have never heard from me ever again.
You missed the fact, or you missed the time where we talked about.
Okay. See, I think a lot of it, you know, App State and Tulane being where they are has to do with the teams that did win and did lose as well.
And
I'm not trying to say that we should be ranked 10th or 12th or something. I know we're going to be good. I know we're going to come out of this. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying for how we performed against TCU, they played great. We didn't play that good. So I don't think
we also you just want to be the underdog so bad.
No,
that's crazy.
I don't live the underdog life.
Honestly, if you're looking at the top 10, I think another team that's underrated by the rankings was Arkansas because they were number what, 7 or 8 last week, and now they're 9.
Right, no, and this week is going to be crazy.
Hear me out on Arkansas. So Arkansas, I actually ranked them 10. I dropped them in the ranks because they beat up on an SDSU team that we don't think is very good anyway, and they beat them by less than – like they beat them by, what, 23?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not really – in this league, that's not really that.
What do you mean by we?
I had them at 6.
Yeah, what do you mean by we, Beard?
Well, I mean, looking across the coaches' rankings, if you start, it's toward the middle, 11, 12, 10, 10, 11, 11, 10, 9, 9. We all kind of had the same idea.
Yeah, I think that hurt them to where the team that you're – if you don't blow the teams – and like I said, I'm nothing against SDSU.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't blow the team out that you're supposed to –
right,
it's gonna hurt you.
You look awful. Yeah, you look awful.
It's gonna hurt you.
Sometimes winning doesn't look that good.
Exactly. And that too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Especially early. Early, it hurts you more. Now later,
it's
on
literally
in the season,
week one. It's
early, late on in the season when you're like, let's say when do we play Canes? It's late, isn't it? Week 8.
Yeah.
So let's say week 8. Canes comes out and is still undefeated and wins by like 3, and I've lost a bunch of games and now I'm like, I have like 2 wins or something, so I'm like 2-5 and he only beats me by 3. That far into the season, it's a little bit different because, you know, an off game's an off game.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what they had, but early in the season we don't know that. All we know is that you should have beat them bad.
But that's why we love week one exaggerations, right? We love to
overreaction.
Yeah, overreaction week one, we love it. Like, we love to see it. So it is what it is.
All right, let's hit up this top three.
Yeah.
Coming in at number three is the Horny Frogs of TCU.
Okay, Beard.
Horny is crazy.
Coming in at number two, Fresno State.
Yeah. Okay.
And coming in at number one, unanimous Arizona State.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because they took the ASU is the best college in the universe. So,
where was Fresno at last week? Were they like four?
Four or five? Yeah. Fresno, they were.
I'll tell you. Hang on, I'll pull them up.
They were four.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, to me, and this is going from completely unbiased, like, because I did not rank us there, but I think you could have made an argument to put us above them because we had a better win.
Yeah.
Rutgers.
For sure.
Pretty bad.
Well, I don't even think – I wouldn't even it was 62-27 because they scored 28 in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But they also gave up almost 300 yards rushing to Rutgers.
They struggled in the first half.
You imagine what they're going to give up to some of these top-tier teams that have a really, really good running game?
Well, but to be fair, Rutgers is a triple option team. So they're going to put up
the defense, though. But the defense, though, that has nothing to do with it. They're still going to give up.
The defense is really where it counts.
Rutgers is going to put up rushing yards on everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like Baylor. Baylor didn't play very good. Where's Baylor's box score?
I don't know.
What happened to Austin Wilson for Baylor?
Oh, that's right. Theirs got cut off. But what they were still rushing. How many does anybody have the numbers for that? They had a bunch of rushing yards, too.
JoJo is supposed to be getting it.
Oh. So I know that Austin didn't get what he should have gotten. So I think that was a missed opportunity for Baylor.
But either way, the triple option is going to put up rush. It's going to put up rushing yards. It's just going to happen.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
But I agree with you. And like I said, to the tune of 297 yards, I think that's a little excessive.
Well, for me, the question is because we were going to play at some point, but what's a Fresno going to do against another triple option team that's built to run it maybe better and or more balanced?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my whole thing is you gave up 400 yards of offense total, passing, rushing, the whole nine with one turnover to Rutgers.
And you barely beat them in time of possession.
And I'm not saying they're not good. That's not what I'm saying. And I know tomorrow, as soon as they hear this, they're going to be lighting me up in chat.
No, they won't. They're just going to tell us how they're the underdogs.
Oh, we're the underdogs.
Oh, no, they're going to light.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they're a very good team. What I'm saying is I think TCU should be ranked ahead of them. That's all I'm saying.
I did not rank us there. I thought about it for a really long time. I don't think anybody did. I don't think we had any second place votes.
I would have put. I had one.
Fresno and Maryland put us above them.
Okay, well then they think the same thing I do, so I feel better about myself. So I'm not going to get cussed out.
You can't really take that into account because Rodria really thinks I hate her for some reason, and I don't. But
Loki hate her. No, well, I'm just kidding.
No, and like I said, it's nothing personal. I just think y'all's win was better. Yeah, they scored 62 points, and that's great. That's fine, but it's. Again, I think
how it looks.
And the bonus is again week one. I play Rutgers next week. Now technically they should be better next week, but you'll be able to compare and contrast.
No, we'll just worry about week six.
I do.
Oh, worry about week six, beer. You heard
Fresno State and TCU.
Yeah, it's when I play Fresno State. Yeah. I got him week eight. We already talked about that. Catch up.
Oh,
all right. Well, I'm catching up to the next segment, and that would be Pick'ems.
Oh,
dissolving. Ooh. I will tell you, since you were gone, Ole Miss is number 11.
Yeah, congratulations, you deserve it.
You're just
appreciate
outside
that. That's definitely not tough from 18, without a doubt.
Yeah, y'all did good.
You looked
okay. Good. Pick'ems were pretty shady, except for Beard. I went 2-7.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
That's not what I had you as.
I completely went 2-7. I'm looking at it right now.
I got it real down too. Hold on.
Are we gonna update the season?
Wait, wait. Six? Did Arkansas won? Didn't they?
Yes.
That's what I missed.
Man.
Actually, I had you at 4-5.
Are we gonna have the season six leaderboard soon?
Hold on, I'm finding mine.
Are we gonna have the season six leaderboard soon?
They're working on it.
Okay, that's cool. That's I just wanted to ask.
Okay, Aaron, I got you with Virginia Tech, Baylor, Fresno, Arkansas, Tulane, UTSA, UCF, Texas Tech, and App State.
Okay, so how did I screw that up this bad?
Virginia Tech lost. Baylor, Fresno, Arkansas won.
Yeah.
Tulane, UTSA lost. Yep. UCF won. And Texas Tech and App State lost.
Hold on, I'm doing my cursor trying to...
Be careful with Texas Tech. That's the soft spot for boys.
Okay, so
no, we trash. Don't try to help
Virginia us Tech. Virginia Tech lost.
Yep.
Baylor lost.
Oh, Fresno that's an X. State. Hold on, my bad. That's me. Yeah.
Jeez.
Fresno State won. Arkansas won.
Yeah.
Tulane lost.
Yeah.
UTSA lost.
3-5.
Central Florida 3-6. Won.
3-6. 3-6.
Mm-hmm. Who won the Texas Tech game?
Ole Miss. The digs just keep coming.
The anger.
Yeah, your Baylor one looked like a check to me instead of an X. I don't know what I was thinking. So okay, you're right. Well, you went 3-6.
Okay, so let's talk about next week. This next week is so interesting to me.
Well, if you'll let me get there.
Sorry, Aaron. Sorry.
We'll get there.
Co-host,
one day.
Host,
So I am a miraculous 3-6.
Yeah, no, I'm awful too. So,
and then Vegeta.
Nobody cares about him.
4-5.
Okay, nobody cares about him.
And then Cowboy is 4-5. Kickler is 4-5. Ted is 5-4. Canes is 5-4. And this week's leader is the man, the myth, the legend, Beard.
The first time ever.
6-3. Yeah.
I think wow. That's your
first time. First ever. We're going to end it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Not win.
Let's go, Beard.
Playoffs are starting tonight.
Yeah.
We're killing the picks. I got to edit this. I'll do it in a little bit. I'm not concerned with it right now. All right, so let's get into this week's games. Mm-hmm. Weekly schedule. All right, so kicking us off, 7 o'clock, Monday night, is ASU and Arkansas.
Can we talk about the fact that right now, Arkansas is a projected 55 winner.
Yeah,
we're going to say. Yeah. No, we'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Also, ASU is the best college.
We talked about that earlier today, and that's just pure insanity to me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got ASU.
Maybe we didn't look good to people. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't. No. We didn't look good beating up on the number two team in the nation.
Okay. You're literally ASU, bro. You look
PSA.
Good about this.
PSA, public service announcement, if you don't know what PSA is. This goes out to everybody that actually listens to the damn show.
All five of them.
Stop going off of the ratings.
Yeah, oh my.
On the website.
God, that's so frustrating.
They are not real.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot change them. They tried to figure out how to change them 800 freaking times. Mm-hmm. Do not look at that. End of story.
You got to know your teams.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. All right, so I got ASU. Canes has got ASU. Vegeta has ASU. Cowboy has ASU. Kickler has ASU. We don't have Ted's picks. Beard, who you have?
Let me think.
ASU. There you go. Julian, who you going with?
Oh, it's not like my favorite university of all time is in this conversation, but yeah, ASU.
That's why he's picking them, because he's their favorite.
Hey.
Do me a favor and DM Dissolve and tell him to send us his picks, and I'll add him.
I'm gonna take a stab in the dark here and says he takes ASU.
Yeah, I would assume that's who Ted's taking, but I won't know till I get his picks. And if he doesn't send them in, he gets a loss.
0-9.
Yes.
Unrecoverable.
None. All right. So the 8:30 game. App State and Central Florida. So who's real and who's not? Beard, you're up first.
Oh yeah,
you're the winner.
Sweet. This is different.
No, let's go, Beard.
App State is gonna take this one. I think they have too much. They have too much power for Central Florida to handle.
Well, Canes are next.
We know who Ted's taking since we're tied, so
yeah.
I don't know if Ted likes to not take people.
Or like I think he'll take himself this year.
You're going with App State?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm leery. But I'm last, so it doesn't matter. I'm gonna let you know that Vegeta is obviously going to App State. Cowboy is going to App State. Kickler is going Central Florida.
Interesting.
I mean, I guess throw those out there early. And what did y'all say to me last week? And on the stupid pick train.
And I'm not against jumping on the stupid pick train because
it worked out for me last week.
I'm scared of Vegeta and how they performed last week, to be honest.
Interesting.
He did change books, though.
Exactly. That's what scares me.
Well, he went to a book he knows, though.
Oh, he does know that book.
Very interesting.
Yeah. He ran Hawaii last year.
Yeah.
All right. I'm letting y'all know now that y'all are the reason I'm going to App State. So if it doesn't go my way, it's y'all's fault. So I'm going to App State.
Interesting.
That's going to really hurt my feelings, too.
I know, right? Julian, who you got?
Oh, I didn't think you. I thought you forgot about me. No. I actually chose UCF.
See,
yeah,
the guest pickers are off to a terrible start.
Oh, okay, my fault. Hey, I'll try to be better. My fault.
maybe one day. but not today. So Tuesday night, 7:00, kicking us off is Baylor and Tulane. Beard, who you got?
Here's the thing. I know what Baylor's head coach picked. so I'm going with Tulane.
Canes, who you got?
I think Tulane will be better ready for – I don't think Tulane's problem last week necessarily was all the option. I think it was a lot on their playbook as well.
Yeah.
And so I think Tulane will come out looking better.
Well, me and Kickler are obviously going Tulane. Vegeta went Tulane. And just like Beard said, Cowboy went Tulane.
Instead of his own team.
Wow. Yeah. I never. I'm sorry. It's not the first time.
He's done it a couple times.
I can't vote. I can't vote against my own team.
He did it against ASU last year too.
The league could be 346-0, and I'm never going to pick. And I'm
never vote against us. Yes, Beard. Yes.
Well, Julian, who you got?
Oh, definitely got Tulane.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to make it interesting. Not so fast. All right. So, 8:30 game is the Meat Meeps of UTSA versus Maryland. Beard, who you got?
See, this right here is the one where I get, like, really concerned because these are two teams that we don't know exactly what we're getting. But I have to look at last week's absolute smoke show against UCF and assume that even though they're worse, UTSA is going to beat Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. Canes?
Yeah, give me UTSA.
Okay. Vegeta went UTSA, Cowboy UTSA, Kickler UTSA, myself UTSA. Julian, what you got?
Okay, well, now that I know that y'all all picked UTSA, I want to go Maryland so bad. But
we'll do it.
No balls.
I'm going to go UTSA.
You are definitely a peacock.
Yo.
More like a photo bird. They don't fly either.
Oh.
Roadrunner.
No, roadrunners are meat meeps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I didn't think, but they don't fly, so.
Yeah, but
I still think Wile E. Coyote should be playing for UTSA.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I love.
The fact that he doesn't, now that you say that, is actually a travesty.
Trigger, go to UTSA, please. Please do it. Yeah. We need it. Yeah.
All right, how about
we
go to
Aspen? We just do it.
There you go. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, we got Texas Tech in Oregon State.
Beard. All right.
Here's my thing. I think Oregon State looks better. However, that being said, I do believe that Texas Tech has addressed a lot of their issues and will not
such as not putting players in
one. They will look better. However, hear me out. This is why I'm taking Oregon State.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas Tech has been having problems with their practice facility, and it has been closed for most of the week.
Mm.
So if they don't,
that is a speculation that is not confirmed.
If they don't get their practice facility up and start practicing, they're not going to know what to run either.
It's because there's Oregon State tornado. There's a tornado. We'll figure it out.
So here's my thinking. So I remember the beginning of the first sim before it froze up. And how he performed in the second one. Fowler did not look good at quarterback for Oregon State.
I think he'll be better.
Turned it over. And then you go to Texas Tech, who.
Wait a minute. In both sims?
Hold on. Let me look and see what he had in the second one. I know in the zero. First one. Okay.
Mm hmm.
Well,
take this point and just stab it to death.
You said, wait, hold on.
But, I mean, a lot of that offense was Dolph Hustle.
I mean, it's going to be Dolph Hustle again.
Yeah. I mean, that's Dolph Hustle.
It is. I mean, he's a good running back. And how many yards did y'all give up? What, 33 rushing?
I think Ole Miss is passing a lot. Yeah, I think that's a passing thing, not the fact that they just were that stout on the run D. How many rush attempts? What was it? I helped call that game. Was it they had like 5 rushing attempts at half?
You talking about Texas Ole Tech Miss. Or,
no,
or
Ole Miss.
Oh, okay.
Ole Miss had like 5 rushing attempts at the half. Hang on, I can go pull
it. Yeah, no, that was crazy. Bad. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Let me go look at those stats. I'll tell you exactly. Go ahead with your story.
They rushed 15 times for 33 yards.
Out of the whole game.
But they did have 3 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they gave it to him on the 5-yard line or the 3-yard line.
That's just details. How many details.
Yards did he actually have? Where is it
details, at? Beard. You think about the touchdowns. That's what people want to see.
Zoom's had 5 carries for 24 yards.
It's the touchdowns, Beard.
But Shinobi had 9 carries for 7.
And I was wrong on the halfback for Oregon State. It is not fucking Dolph Hustle. God, it was Braden Johnson, a freshman.
Yeah, Braden.
They're still gonna run the ball.
No, they're gonna run the ball, but that makes a difference. Dolph Hustle compared to Braden Johnson.
No, but he looks okay. Let me not reveal my.
I'm just saying. I don't think there's. I don't think there's a. Anyway, it's your pick. I made my decision.
Yeah, we're talking too much about this game. Let's just move past, please.
I think I'm going to give Matt and Julian one more chance. Give me Texas Tech.
Whoop, whoop! Stupid train pulling into the station.
Oh, wow. That was so inconsiderate, Beard. I'm never choosing TCU. So,
all right. We got Vegeta. Vegeta is going with Texas Tech also.
Wow.
Cowboy is going Oregon State. Kickler's going Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Smart. I am going Oregon State.
Yeah, you slut.
And
you hate
Julian
us.
Is going Oregon State.
Yes, 100%. Like, there's no
you're
way.
Here first.
Yeah, like, there's no way. How does Texas Tech even stand up to Well, yeah, I mean, no, obviously no.
Are you going to start a quarterback this week or what?
Just so you know, I'm going to edit.
Hey, hey, Richard Dickey is an experimental quarterback that is – we're building a mold for him.
I mean, so. next thing you know, you'll be starting a linebacker at free safety.
No, that's already happened. That already happened. No, that already happened. And then the fucking walk-ons at –
I'm just messing with you. I'm just pouring gas on it. All right, so we got.
I hate you.
I love the just subtle.
All right, so
Ole Miss by 20.
It was. Speaking of Ole Miss,
yeah,
closing us out on Wednesday night is San Diego State and Ole Miss. Beard.
No, I'm balls. Going against the grain on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Technically, it's against the grain, according to the pickup.
Technically.
I think DY's got something going there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ole Miss is going to go from 0-11 to 2-0.
Mm. James?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on the Rebels bandwagon for now.
All right, so Beard, Canes, Ole Miss. Vegeta's going SDSU.
Because he does. Never mind.
Cowboy is going Ole Miss. Kickler's going Ole Miss, and I myself am going Ole Miss. Julian, who are you going?
Yeah, no. I told Dissolving he was trying to join the call earlier. I told them I expect them to be a playoff team this year, and this is the first like bump, quote unquote bump. And no,
I don't
yeah.
Think so. I don't either. It's like
no,
like,
I'd say quote unquote. That's what I think.
It's like
quote,
a speed bump.
Yeah, I said quote unquote. Y'all can't see it, but I'm doing the quotes.
More like an uneven filled pothole.
So yeah. No, yeah, Ole Miss. No, yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's an Alabama pothole.
Yeah, oh, at worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Ole Miss for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I think ULL is their first real test.
I would agree with that 100%.
Yes.
All right. Moving into Thursday.
Let's go Scarlet Knights. No, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Go ahead.
We have Rutgers and TCU. We know where Beard is going because he is not Cowboy. Canes, what are you doing?
Wait, though.
I got the triple option.
Good call. So what I was gonna say is though, think about this. This may be the fastest game in ECFL history.
Oh, let me call that.
Somebody needs to time that for real.
Yeah, let me call it.
You gotta think about it. Neither one of us are gonna throw it a lot. There's not gonna be a whole lot of timeouts or a whole lot of time stoppage that way.
Ooh, it was growling like
Matt
that.
And seconds.
Yeah. Let me call him. Let me call him. I'm gonna take Sackham's off and let me call
him. Canes, who you got?
I got the triple option.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything.
Give me TCU.
All right.
It pains him to say that too.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, I want y'all to keep winning until you play me.
Vegeta's got TCU. Cowboys got TCU. Kickler's got TCU. I have TCU. Julian, who do you have?
Yeah, no, I'd love to go Rutgers because
ain't
I do
nothing,
like
ain't nothing stopping you.
No, hey.
Except
I like C-Web. The C-Web is a great guy. But,
the only way to prove that you all that is a true statement out of your mouth is for you to take them over me.
You know what? All right. You know what? No, I'm not so fast, my friend. No, I'm choosing TCU. Yeah,
closing us out on Thursday night is ECU and Virginia Tech. Beard, who you got?
Surprisingly, this is the biggest difference in teams. Like, pick them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it make sense? Because there's. Tulane is a nine has 90 votes to Baylor's 9. ECU has 90 votes to Virginia Tech's 8.
Somebody
just didn't vote on this game. I don't know what happened there.
Happens a lot.
Yes.
To me,
go vote.
I think Virginia Tech's gonna continue to falter against an ECU team that doesn't look terrible. But I do see a scenario where this could go really bad for ECU and Virginia Tech win, but I'm gonna take ECU.
Yeah. Okay.
So, James. A little information y'all should know about Virginia Tech Georgia has left. A new quarterback this week.
Sorry.
Oh, really?
New yes, quarterback.
JoJo didn't leave yet?
That would be ECU. What?
JoJo didn't leave yet?
What are you talking
We're talking about Virginia Tech having a new quarterback, nerd.
Yeah, no, I'm saying ECU, though. Like JoJo
what are you didn't... talking about?
Okay. He doesn't even fucking know.
Oh, my God. I was trying to stir up. Never mind.
You don't lead in very well. I will tell you that. You need some practice.
You got to stop burying the story.
Yeah, you got to come out and say like, "Hey, Beard, you suck ass."
Yeah, that's
you know, just say it.
But
don't be scared to say it. Just
okay,
say
so
it.
Jojo. Okay, so if I would have said JoJo left the league,
are you wanting him to leave the league?
Oh
you
my need God. Him to okay, leave never mind. Let's just go.
I mean, why you want him to pull a Julian so bad, bro? Like,
dang.
You know, it actually took Julian 3 days to leave the league. He was actually going to leave 3 days earlier. He kept missing the leave button. That's how bad he shoots.
He just wanted attention. That's it.
All right. So before
Julian's gone, thing, he's this, out.
Well, like I said, Virginia Tech's got a new quarterback. But
is it a new guy or is it an established new guy? Like somebody that's been
it's
here
a
before?
A new guy. Which I would have thought their old guy, who was a new guy, would have been active, Talani, but he seems to only be active in GSB.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what this guy does, but I'm still going to stick with ECU.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I don't think it's enough. ECU wins it.
I think we can learn a lot from this game, and it'll tell the tale of some week one games, I think. It'll help us clear up some stuff.
I think Kristen Mass is going to vault her team.
That being said, Vegeta, Cowboy, Kickler, and myself all took ECU. Julian, who do you have?
Yeah, I don't want to even talk now. Y'all made me so upset.
I think so.
I made a joke. Kristen
Mass is going to do is going to become the best quarterback from the freshman class of last year.
I 100. Okay. Yeah, I made a joke about JoJo. But yes, I think ECU is an up and coming team. Kristen Mass is going to ball out.
So that's your pick?
Yeah. ECU. Yeah.
Is Dissolve still here?
Did he leave again?
I think so. He'll just have to send me his. Yeah. And then to close us out.
No, it says he's in here.
Does it? Well, I'll get his picks after this.
Oh, no, it just got quiet as hell.
There you go.
Everybody shut up.
Who do you who
we've
you
been talking
with?
The whole time?
ECU or who'd you have for this game?
Go back to the start. Let him tell you all of his real quick.
All right. Well, let me finish. Let's finish this out. I'll just start right here, and I'll go back and start over. ECU or Virginia Tech?
ECU definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I can go with that. All right, and then to close us out, and then I'll go back through all the other ones with you, Dissolve, and get your picks.
Yeah,
Friday night,
game of the week.
Friday night, 7:30, game of the week, which I'm liking this Friday night game. I think it's perfect. Fresno State and ULL. Beard, who you got?
All right, so I always got to throw that one in there that seems like a knuckleball. But it's like Aaron read my mind earlier, talking about how bad their defense really kind of looked against a bad team, or what we believe is a bad team. And ULL did not disappoint last week.
Yeah.
I mean, they looked good in all aspects of the game. Go back to – let me find the box scores again. So ULL looked like a – against somebody we thought was going to be good. Now, my concern is they only rushed for 55 yards. However, I've got to have that one to try to get up on everybody, so I'm taking ULL.
Hey.
I'll probably be alone on this one.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Canes.
I was hoping to pull the not so fast on you, but I can't because I got ULL too.
Holy shit.
So from that reaction, apparently a lot of us have ULL.
Okay, so I was not expecting that, and I mean, it just is what it is. Going off of the first, like you said earlier, we touched on the defense and being a weak spot or looking like a weak spot, and All we got to go off of is week one. So Vegeta also took ULL.
Yeah, wow.
Cowboy and Kickler took FSU. I took ULL. Julian?
Oh, I went back and forth so much. And I think I still will go back and forth until the day of. But for right now, I trust Rodria. I got Fresno.
Okay. There's all
a lot of
here.
Controversy over there in that
locker room. Yeah, no. I like Fresno as well.
Okay.
That's good. So now we still don't have to worry about the fact that they can claim their underdogs. Because
that's just about even the market right there, right?
Okay.
What depends on what Ted does.
Ooh.
What just even the market is?
It's 4-4.
This wolf spider that just come in my house that is gargantuan. Oh my god.
Let that shit bite you. Fuck
no.
Yeah. Hey, bro, become no, super time Spider-Man.
Out. I gotta kill this. Hold
no,
on.
No, be Spider-Man. You got this.
Yeah.
That's to pick him up and carry him home.
Everybody gets one. You got this, Aaron.
He's got babies to feed.
Yeah, I let one bite me. I didn't turn into him. My baby. Bad experience, but shit, it was worth it.
Yeah, you just, you know, it's, oh.
Hey, nothing, getting bit by a spider ain't worth it.
Is that him slapping the, like,
dude,
ground?
That's
Julian let, like, 10 bite him after week one.
That's some bitch was the size of a 50-cent piece.
We heard you, like, slap the floor a couple times.
Those things are so freaking big, dude. Holy shit.
This is flop.
You should have seen the camel spider.
Oh no! If that noise.
Camel spider. Wow.
I don't do
spider
spiders.
Fucking huge.
Yeah, they are.
What does that mean? They're
hump technically hump? Not spiders.
No. Yeah, they're technically not spiders, but they look like they're built just like spiders. They look like spiders, but they're about the size of your hand.
Google it.
Oh no, I'm good off that.
What's it called?
Camel spider.
All right, hold on. Before we get into that, Dissolve, I'm gonna start back over from the top with you. Arizona.
Oh my
State
god! Sorry.
Or Arkansas.
Oh. ASU.
All right.
By 50.
Feel free
App
to give
State
any
or
insight.
Central Florida.
App.
Yeah, you can talk about your pick if you want.
That, well, if we're being honest, there's. pardon me, to you know, not me, the other coaches, but. If we're looking like down the stretch, like even last season and this season, like the talent wise and coaching, like there's really no comparison.
Well, that leads us to Baylor Tulane. Who do you have there?
Baylor and Tulane. Oh, Tulane. Regardless of last week's, you know what I mean, fumble of the bag, they're still, you know, the runner ups from season 5, and you know they definitely have something to prove.
And the champs of 1-3-4.
You said what? Yeah.
So then the champs of 1-3-4.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's still, they definitely have, I feel as though they're going to come back even hungry.
Or was it 1-2-4, Aaron?
It was 1-3-4.
Was it 3? I thought it was 2.
The thing is 2. Because Ozark won 3, didn't they?
Did we? I don't think we back to back off the rip. I think we back to back 3-4.
Yeah, it was 1-3-4 because everybody was talking about the 3-peat last season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we.
That's right, because you beat Chattanooga.
Everybody.
And then you turned around and won it. You beat Chattanooga with the option, and then you beat.
Yeah.
I don't remember who.
I can't remember who else either at this point. It's been so long. We've gotten off subject. This is season 6. That's very impressive to say that we've got this far and continue expanding and. Anyway, so you took Tulane. It's a good pick, by the way. UTSA and Maryland.
You want to know what's crazy? After, like, UTSA's, like, outing in week one, it's, like, a little up in the air. But then it's also, like, Maryland didn't look as impressive either. So, UTSA. Roadrunners. I'm taking the Roadrunners.
That's what. And I don't know. Do. Yeah, I don't know if you heard us talk. That's almost verbatim what everybody said. Beard said, I said, Kane said, Julian even said something about it. But everybody's kind of scared of UTSA. But at the same time, you know, it's Maryland. So I guess we'll see this week what they
got. Yeah, definitely. Because I feel as though everybody was like that week one when it came to Ole Miss as well. But then they saw, you know, pardon me, Julian, they saw what we did to Texas Tech.
Yeah, okay. And they're still, you're still, like, it's crazy the fact that you're still not, like, anyways.
I mean, no, I'm just trying to say, like.
No, but, like, you're still an underdog against San Diego State, which is crazy to me.
Well,
You're an underdog again to the people that don't actually watch the
game. Yeah,
you also got to take into account that a lot of people are still going off of season five. You know, I mean, we went winless last year, so I feel as though a lot of these games, until we prove otherwise, we're going to be underdogs. Like, not for nothing, Texas Tech, they're still a new expansion team. Like, they really didn't have nothing towards their resume either. We were underdogs in that game, so you know, it just. It's too early in the season to really, put that weight on.
No, it's literally week one. We love to speculate week one. This is what we
absolutely live for. Everybody speculated that Texas Tech was going to win. Then they got.
I was just saying.
All right, you don't got to keep talking about the specific game.
To be fair, you were basically a new expansion team this year too.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking over for Creative.
And then you put what, like,
all right. Okay, so what's the next game?
The next game is Texas Tech and
God damn it. Go ahead. Cook.
Oh man, honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I'm gonna go into depth with this one. Like, Texas Tech with the whole depth chart thing and everything like that, like, yeah, it was a fumble of the bag, but they have the talent. Oregon State, they're still trying to find themselves. You know, Alexander Fowler, he didn't really look impressive in that offense, but, you know, with the switch that Albino has going on, it's going to be very interesting to see, but, like, overall, I'm taking Texas Tech in that one.
Okay. And then, obviously, yeah, you're taking Ole Miss.
You said what?
You're obviously taking Ole Miss.
Oh yeah, Ole Miss by 20. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, see, well, everybody took you except Vegeta, so we're just not that known.
Just
know everybody picked you except Vegeta.
Except for Vegeta. Just make sure. Let him know. Yeah. Like, screenshot it.
And then so the next game we have for you is Rutgers and TCU.
I'm taking TCU on that one. I feel as though Rutgers is still trying to find their identity within that triple option.
And see, that's what we all thought too. I think it was TCU across the board. We had TCU across the board, ECU across the board, and I think that was it.
Arizona State
across the board, yeah. Tulane across the board. Actually, we did have more. UTSA across the board. I lied. We had a lot of across the board this week. Yeah, I mean, we saw some stuff in week one that you always see some stuff where you're like, oh shit, is this real? You know, is this real life? And then week two usually kind of wrangles everybody back in and, you know, you start seeing where people are kind of figuring their stuff out or whatever. And we can finally start separating the pretenders and the contenders.
Yeah, no, I feel like week one is just the bun, and then the rest of the, like, mid weeks right here are the meat, and this is when you start stapling down everything. And you
that's a crazy ass analogy, but I'm gonna let it go.
It's a burger. What? Okay, all right. My fault. I didn't
leave it to Julian to find the meat.
Hey, bro, I'm inclusive. I don't care.
Speaking of meat. I'm hungry. Oh. It's time to end this podcast.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's about that time.
We appreciate Julian and Dissolve coming on and being our guest this week. Appreciate my normals, Canes, and the man, the myth, the legend, Beard, all the other guys laid out, which is unexpectable. It's Mother's Day. Hope everybody had a good Mother's Day holiday and is ready for some football this week. And we'll see y'all later.
Peace out.
Good night.